Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us on this Reformation Sunday is taken from the first reading, the book of Revelation in the 14th chapter, starting at verse 6. Then I saw another angel flying directly overhead with an eternal gospel to proclaim to those who dwell on earth, to every nation and tribe and language and people. And he said with a loud voice, "Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water." This is God's word. Martin Luther died in the city of Eisleben on February 18, 1546. And on February 22nd, he was laid to rest at the Castle Church in Wittenberg. The funeral sermon was given by Luther's own pastor, Johannes Bugenhagen, who said, "What shall I say and how shall I speak, since I probably will not be able to utter a word because of my tears?" And then he preached for almost 40 minutes. Given that Luther would often preach for hours at a time, the people were probably amazed at his brevity. Pastor Bugenhagen's main scripture passage for his sermon was our Revelation text today that I just read. Then I saw another angel flying directly overhead with an eternal gospel to proclaim to those who dwell on earth, to every nation and tribe and language and people. Now the Greek word, angelos, angel, means messenger, first and foremost. Pastor Bugenhagen boldly applied this text to Luther because Luther was a messenger of the eternal gospel. But at Luther's death, there was a great deal of worry. The Reformers wondered, what will we do now? Luther was the one who held everyone together. Luther was the one to whom everyone went for answers. Luther was the one who made all of this happen, or so it was thought. How can we possibly go on without him? Now, from our vantage point, we might wonder, what were they so worried about back then? Everything worked out all right. But it wasn't quite that simple. After Luther's death, co-reformer Philip Melanchthon began to take more of an agree-to-disagree approach to unity than Luther did. The man who had written the great Confession of Augsburg and its defense was much less eager to fight for the truth without Luther around. Maybe that's because the Holy Roman Emperor, Charles V, had troops on their way to Wittenberg and Smalcald and Saxony to crush the Lutheran princes in their provinces. And at the same time, everyone seemed to have a different idea of what it actually meant to be a Lutheran Christian. Everywhere, death and confusion reigned. From the perspective of the Reformers, it looked as though the gospel itself was in danger. At any moment, they thought, it could be lost. This could all fall apart. Now, we are not fighting precisely the same battles in the year 2020. but it feels like the stakes are similar. Out there, people are rejecting the Christian faith. People don't respect the Bible or the church like they used to, or like they used to say they did. Sin is just out in the open. In fact, it is promoted by our connected culture. We face uncomfortable situations because of our faith. Christians who hold simple statements of Holy Scripture to be true are painted as whacked out fundamentalists and even dangerous. And it seems worse than what we've ever seen before. So what do we do? When the world does exactly what Jesus said it would do to us, where do we turn? Might I suggest a return to basics? We belong to the Reformation Church, who proclaimed faith alone, grace alone, Scripture alone, because of Christ alone. Do our priorities and actions demonstrate that we believe those alone and are willing to stake everything on those alone? That's the beauty of Pastor Bugenhagen choosing Revelation 14, verses 6 and 7 as Luther's funeral text. When everyone who was gathered there was wondering, how in the world is Christ's church going to survive? The answer was already there. And at the present time when we wonder, how in the world is Jesus' church going to make it? The answer is already here. The answer is the gospel, the eternal gospel. Simply put, gospel is a word that means news. It's the announcement that Christ has already overcome the world. Jesus has already died as the sacrifice for our sins. Our death has been swallowed up in His resurrection. The results of His actions have been given to you freely, without any worthiness or striving on your part. And after that, there's nothing more that you need to do in order to be made right with God. It's done. It's accomplished. It is finished. And that gospel, that news, that announcement of a changed reality is eternal. It is forever. It always has been. This is the gospel that gave hope to Adam and Eve. This is the gospel at the heart of all of the patriarchs and prophets' warnings and blessings and promises. This is the disciples' gospel. This is the early church's gospel. This is the medieval church's gospel. It's the gospel of the Lutherans who mourned Luther's death. And this is the gospel that sustains today's church and always will, wherever and whenever it is proclaimed. It's a simple message. Your sin problem is far worse than you may think. And you are far more loved by God than you can imagine. Jesus paid the penalty of your sin problem for you on the cross so that you can be reconciled to God. Nothing can rob you of this sacrificial love. It's yours because God wants to give it and does give it again and again as this news is proclaimed. No matter what happens out there or in here, God provides for the announcement of this news. Whether a building is around or not doesn't change it. Whether a government official approves or disapproves doesn't change it. Whether public opinion is pro or anti-Christian doesn't change it, because this is Jesus' church. And Jesus' mission. If someone thinks they can silence the voice of God's own Son, I've got news for you. It hasn't worked for 2,000 years. And it's not going to work today. Jesus has never stopped sending his messengers to proclaim that eternal gospel to every nation, tribe, language, and people. And this eternal gospel delivers exactly what it says. Proclaiming this news with clarity and faithfulness is what Reformation was and is all about. Therefore, fear God and give Him glory, because the hour of His judgment has come, and worship Him who made heaven and earth, the sea, and the springs of water. For in His judgment, Jesus was judged in your place. And you are declared not guilty. And you are declared loved by God. Would you please pray with me? Oh, Jesus Christ, the only Son begotten of the Father, your saving death has made us one with God and with each other. O Lamb of God, to you on high in our distress we sinners cry, have mercy on us. Amen.